Would you call Obama evil because he's continuing the war in Afghanistan and bombing Libya?
I get it. It's a continuum, but killing for simple political...
There's a difference between willingness to commit collateral damage versus the willingness to target civilians.
And I think this willingness is pretty high with Bush and Cheney.
I'd agree. Still, anyone who thinks Bush is evil does so out of political bias.
I'm no Obama or Hillary or Bill fan, if that's what you're saying. People who kill for political gain...
Nothing wrong with cynicism. Why didn't we just drop a bomb on Mount Fuji?
In 45?
A few people lived in the mountains. Nothing like Hiroshima and Nagasaki. We could have sent a message. We have the bomb. We can waste your cities. If they didn't surrender, we could have dropped a bomb on one of their sparsely populated islands. Kill a few hundred people, but not 70,000. They'd have gotten the message.
You're backforming history.
Here's a genocidal dictator, Saddam Hussein, who killed Kurds and Marsh Arabs. He sent his people to die in an absurd war against Iran. U.S.-backed, I know, but Hussein went too far. People on the far right think it's a closed case. Their reasoning is not completely off. They found chemical weapons. He was saber-rattling, acting as if he had weapons, kicking inspectors out. He'd been given many chances. Many chances.
So you actually supported the war?
I thought the cons outweighed the pros, but I did see pros.
We're taking slightly different positions than I thought we would. I would have thought you'd have gotten on your high moral horse about the war. What did you think of Christopher Hitchens' waterboarding article?
A pompous screed. Of course waterboarding is torture, but so is cleaning up vomit, watching Glee, or going to Disneyland. He never was in danger.
He's a pussy?
The Taliban take 5 guys, pick one, make the other 4 watch as they pull out nails, flay, and decapitate. Then they ask the other 4 if they'd like to talk. That's torture. Enhanced interrogation? At Guantanamo, they made prisoners listen to the Barney theme song.
I love that song.
Van Halen and Metallica and Barney 24/7. Or they'd take a little meat, vegetables, and potatoes, blend it into a disgusting mush, and serve it. Hitchens' essay would have been a lot different had he written about sitting in a room, listening to Barney, and eating mush.